Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful here at your service. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. It's free. All the stuff there is free. I'm excited about reintroducing you to someone who's been a regular guest on this show now for over 4 years, who's a member of our government. He's the administrator of the Small Business Administration. He is mine and your best friend, whether you know it or not, and he's certainly my friend, and small businesses hasn't had a better friend in small business ever, probably. He's our good friend, Hector Barreto. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for being here, and it's a pleasure to have you back on the show. Mr. Administrator, one of the things that I know that I want to ask you about first is how the economy is doing. I want to give you a couple of predictions that I made in the first part of about 2 weeks ago. I published these predictions, and one of them is that the economy in 2006 would defy what most economists are saying. Mm-hmm. They're saying the economy is going to grow at 3 to 3.5%. I'm predicting in 2006 that it's going to grow at 4%.
Well, I hope that you're right, because I tend to believe you, and I'm a lot more optimistic from what I'm seeing. And of course, you know that the economy grew at about 4.1% at annual rate in the third quarter of last year. We're going to get our numbers here. I think they're coming out right now. But the economy has been strong, and there's no reason why it can't continue to be strong, especially if we keep fueling the engine, which are the small businesses.
No question about it. And Hector, the reason that I made the prediction that I did, and my audience knows I'm a dangerous economist. That I'm not a professional, but I have more confidence in the strength and the momentum of our economy than I think the average economist does. And I'm a little more plugged into, as you say, the engine of the economy, which is small business, maybe, than they are. And I also look around and I see how many jobs are being created. This economy is creating almost 200,000 jobs a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There's two things that are going on, Hector, when that's happening. Number, the main thing is people are optimistic. When you hire that many people, somebody's optimistic about what's going on, aren't they?
That's absolutely right, because you know what the alternative is that when they're in doubt about what's going on, they really retrench. You know, we saw that after 9/11.
That's right.
But now that we're 4 years after that, we're starting to really see where this is starting to take root. And there's a number of things that are responsible for it. One is this environment that you're discussing. But a lot of the initiatives that we put in place over the last few years, for example, lowering the tax burden on small business, I think has also been something that creates that
optimism
and helps them plan.
I even heard some sort of left-leaning economists admit a year or so ago that there was no question that the tax reform that was put into place a couple of 3 years ago actually contributed significantly to the recovery and to this expansion.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Jim. You know, when we were talking to small businesses the year after tax cuts were passed, they were saying, look, not only am I more confident, but my customers are more confident. They're buying more from me, and I can track it exactly back to when those tax cuts took effect, because we had more money in our pocket, and we were also incented. You know, we quadrupled the business deduction for small business, so a lot of small businesses were out there buying stuff that they weren't buying before.
Right.
So all of that contributes to it, and it's one of the reasons that we're pushing so hard to continue those tax relief, because, as you know, a lot of that is going to expire here over the next couple of years,
right.
And this is exactly the wrong time for that to go away.
We need to continue to extend them, but what we really need to do is make them permanent, don't we?
Well, I think so. I absolutely do. And, you know, one of the key reasons, it's really a fairness issue. You know this. You're an expert. Most small businesses are not incorporated, so they don't get all of the tax breaks that large corporations do. They pay taxes on their personal income tax form.
Right.
When you lower the top marginal tax rates all across the board, from top to bottom, what you end up doing is putting $75 billion back to work for small businesses, because
it's
that's precious working capital.
It's precious working capital.
Yeah.
It's not money that we spend. It's money we reinvest in our businesses.
No doubt about it. Small businesses don't squander that money. Mm-hmm. They put it right back to work.
The one question I ask small businesses all the time, and I've asked this of small businesses in America and overseas, in other parts of the world, Hector, when I've traveled around, and that is, what if you had more money, if you were able to keep more of your tax dollars, what would you do with that money? Would you give yourself a raise? What would you do? And 100% of the people I've asked that question of, small business owners, have said, I would put it back in my business.
Yep.
It's the way we think. Stand by. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. When we come back, I've got some more questions. I want to ask him about the jobs issue, and we're going to talk about Katrina recovery and the part that he played in that, right after these messages. 20 Till, stay with us. We're back. It's 17 Till. A little Steely Dan for you there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Hector Barreto, your friend too, ladies and gentlemen. He's the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. I've seen this man at work for the last 4.5, almost 5 years. I've seen what he does. I've seen the initiatives that he's initiated at the SBA, including something you've heard me talk about many times on the show and have broadcast from, the business matchmaking events. That's an outstanding program that, Hector, I believe will last, you know, long after you have decided to go on to other things and leave the SBA. I believe business matchmaking will endure and will be a wonderful legacy for your tenure at the SBA.
Well, thank you, Jim. I appreciate that, and nothing could make me happier than keep making those appointments for small businesses to meet with those contracting officers and get an opportunity to get some of those contracts.
Well, it was something that needed to be done. It was really smart the way you did it. Not only that, but you brought in partners, you brought people in to contribute to it and to help perpetuate it. I think that's one of the smartest things that you did was you said, you know, let's don't do this just by ourselves. Let's bring in partners to help support this. And there's some great companies here that are participating in that. And if it's okay, I'd like to give out that website because I think it's an important one. Businessmatchmaking.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go there and find out more about that. And we're not going to talk a lot more about that this time. That'll be for another visit because you've got one coming up next month, I think.
That's right. And I'd love to come back on and talk to you about that.
That's right. And is that one going to be in Oakland?
It is.
Oakland, California.
February in Oakland. And that's the first one of the year. And, of course, we'll be doing them across the country.
Right.
But that's the first one. And we're excited about it. And I think it's going to be really good.
We'll get you back on. Listen, I want to talk about, I want to get back to the jobs issue because, you know, I think the SBA can take some credit for the jobs that are being created because of the loans that you guys have guaranteed over the last several years that have allowed some of us to have a little extra capital in our business to be able to buy equipment and to buy employees to operate that equipment, et cetera, et cetera. Hector, at the beginning of the year, when I did my predictions, which I've been doing for several years now, I predicted that the unemployment rate would end the year in 2006 below 5%.
Wow.
What do you think?
You were right on. You were right on.
You think I'll be right on that one?
That's exactly what we're hearing.
Is that right? What can you tell us about? Is there any news out there so far? Do we have any news on the unemployment rate?
Well, I believe that the job numbers are being released as we speak, but you know, the economists that have been, you know, also looking at this and forecasting this are basically saying the same thing that you're saying, and that is that at the rate that we've been producing jobs, we very well could have an unemployment rate under 5%. And as you know, because you've been doing this a long time, that is lower than the average unemployment rate for the last 3 decades, and that's a message that sometimes people don't get. They, you know, I I get a kick sometimes. I ask the small business, how do you think the economy's doing? And they say, oh, I'm not sure. I don't think it's doing so good. And I say, how's your business doing? Oh, I'm having the greatest year in my history. And so there's a kind of a disconnect.
Well, they're operating their business on the one hand. They're reading the New York Times on the other hand, I think is what's going on. They're reading Paul Krugman on the other hand. But,
yeah.
Well, you know, the thing, I want to put this unemployment rate, which is around 5 and maybe about to drop below 5% soon, if my prediction holds true anyway, Hector, is that I remember in 99 and parts of 2000 where we had this kind of an unemployment rate, but that was a time when we were overemployed. We had people working in companies that really should never have been started because it was the mania. It was the dot-com mania.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, we don't have any of those companies anymore. The economy is based on fundamentals, not on irrational exuberance. Exactly. And so we've got 5% or less in unemployment, and based on fundamentals, companies are solid. They've got cash. We've got pricing power. This is one of the reasons why I think the economy is strong and why I believe the expansion is going to continue.
I agree with you, and all of the indicators are there. GDP growth is strong, consumers are confident, incomes are rising. You know, manufacturing continues to expand. Remember, that was a huge issue for us a couple of years ago, especially during the campaigns. Durable good orders surged in November. What we're seeing in productivity growth is strong, and construction spending is at an all-time high, and at the same time, inflation remains in check. So those are all the ingredients for a positive and sustained and robust economy going forward.
One of the things I want to shift horses just a little bit and talk about something that a lot of people might not realize, and that is that whenever there is a natural disaster, whenever the hurricanes hit Florida, whenever the earthquake hits California, whenever there's a tornado, et cetera, a flood. And then this year, as we all know, the Hurricane Katrina, and then Rita, right after that, wreaked a lot of havoc on the Gulf Coast states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and parts of Texas. The SBA has a vital role to play in the recovery, doesn't it?
That's right. We do the long-term rebuilding and construction loans anytime there's any kind of a natural disaster. And it doesn't have to be a natural disaster. 9/11, we responded to. The civil unrest in Los Angeles years ago, we responded to. By the way, there was another hurricane as well, as you remember, Wilma,
Wilma.
Florida. So this was an unprecedented year. And remember, this is following last year where we had four hurricanes in a row. It's been an incredible period of time in terms of disaster response. But I got to tell you, we're proud of the work that our disaster operations do, and that's a separate operation. But they're doing yeoman's work. We've already gone over $2 billion. This is the second largest disaster in U.S. history for the SBA, and it's probably going to be the largest when we all get done with it.
When we come back, I want you to explain to the audience how you do what you do for these disasters, because some of the stuff that we read in papers doesn't get the message out properly, I think. Tintil will be right back with Hector Barreto, the administrator of the SBA. Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Hector Barreto is here too, ladies and gentlemen. He is the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He and his organization have an absolutely outstanding website that I encourage you to go to. And Hector, I do this all the time. I encourage people to go. In fact, I did earlier this week encourage them to go to SBA.gov and to find out some of the things you guys have got going on there. Lots of stuff there. You guys have a lot of visitors to that site, don't you?
We do. We get about 1 million a week right now. And I appreciate that referral because that's what that website's there for, is to help those small businesses. So keep them coming.
One of the things that you said a minute ago, you used the word long term a minute ago when you talked about dealing with the disaster relief, which is another job that the SBA has acquired over the years. What troubles me, Hector, and I know it troubles you, is that some people get so excited and so get their righteous indignation up if things aren't handled immediately to solve all people's problems. And with this Katrina renal relief and all these other things, it takes time to put people's lives back together. Your job, you said it a minute ago, is long term. It's not something that where you fix people's lives in 60 days, is it?
It's not possible, unfortunately. And, you know, it's the federal disaster business model. You know, the SBA has been in this part of the federal response, the disaster loans, for over 50 years. So this isn't anything new. And the only thing that we're able to do is provide loans to people who can pay loans back to rebuild or reconstruct a building for that was their home or their business. That's the only thing we're able to do. Now, if Congress changes that in the future, then we'll be able to do something else. But what happened is there's a lot of frustration. People are saying, I don't need that. I want a grant. Well, mm-hmm. we don't do the grants. FEMA does right. grants. Well, I need a short-term cash infusion. Just give me a little bit of money right now. And we're not able to do that, and that's caused some frustration. But
well,
you've
got to be good stewards of the of our tax dollars.
Well, you know as well as I do that if we weren't, 6 months or a year from now, there'll be comments saying,
right.
what were you guys thinking?
Exactly.
What were you guys doing? The other thing is people don't really understand what's going on down there in the Gulf. I've been down there 5 times. You know, 4 months after the fact, 80% of the people are still gone from mm-hmm. New Orleans, for example. Mm-hmm. Parts of the city still don't have electricity. They lost 250,000 homes, so there's no place for people to live, no
right.
place for customers to be, no place for workers. It's really a tough situation. Now, that's not an excuse. We just got to confront that reality and work towards it.
How much money have you guys made available to people in that region so far?
So far, $2 billion. This
now,
is the quickest.
Stop for a second. The hurricane was in September, 1st of September,
right.
end of August.
Yeah.
So it's approximately 4 months ago. In the last 4 months, your organization has made available to people in that region $2 billion.
That's right. And let me
I'm sorry. The reason I'm stopping you on that is that's not what we read about in the newspapers. All we read about in the newspapers is that you're not approving the loans quick enough.
All right. Well, we're approving loans right now $40 million a day, like I said. The thing that also people don't realize is that we're dealing with 3 years worth of volume in 4 months.
Exactly.
You know, in a
how do you ramp up? How do you ramp up from a few hundred people in a department to thousands that you need?
Yeah, we hired 3,500 people over the last couple of months, and you know you got to train them and get them on office and a computer and get them up to speed. But they're getting up to speed quick, and we're approving these loans quicker than ever.
Well, what I'd like to encourage people, folks, I'm glad, Hector, that you've joined us today and that you brought us these numbers, and also I want to point out that it is, as the Wall Street Journal pointed out recently, Hector, that it doesn't take as long to approve a loan to somebody who can't pay the money back than it does to approve a loan to somebody who can and to get the money in their hands.
Yeah.
So the rejections are going to pile up quicker in the early days than the approvals, and when people report on that and blame the SBA for that before, as you said earlier, the long-term numbers are in, I think that's inappropriate. And it's politics, frankly.
Well, and it's also a misunderstanding of what the business process is. You know, the majority of people that apply for SBA loans don't want loans. Let me say that again. The majority of people that are applying for SBA disaster loans, they don't want the loan. They want to get turned down so they can go back to FEMA to get the grant. They'd rather have a grant.
And they can't get a grant until they are turned down by you.
That's right. Yeah,
so it's part of the process. And see, you don't get that either. Hector, I'm afraid we've run out of time. There's so much more to talk about, but I know you're going to be back real soon, and
yes,
we've got more to talk about, including the next business matchmaking event.
Great. Listen, Happy New Year to you and all your
Thanks.
Listeners. Thanks for everything you do, Jim.
Thanks, Hector. See you next time. Happy New Year. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, the administrator of the SBA. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.